leader.
Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Frustration for opposition leader Phil Goff as his questions fell short of establishing whether the Prime Minister John Key had prior knowledge of the decision to abandon Christchurch as a venue for the Rugby World Cup matches. After addressing his questions directly to the Prime Minister, Mr. Goff had them redirected to the Minister for the Rugby World Cup, Murray McCulley, who, being in Christchurch to announce the decision, passed them on to his Cabinet colleague, Stephen Joyce.
As the member may be aware, the IRB officials have flown overnight to arrive in Christchurch for the meeting that's occurring right now. So once again, I think we should wait until the meeting's been completed. There's a media briefing, I understand, afterwards, and therefore at that point the Rugby World Cup Minister will no doubt update discussions.
That's right.
The Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Question, Mr. Speaker. Has the Prime Minister received any advice of the IRB's likely decision? If so, on what date did his office receive that advice?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
On behalf of the Minister, is my understanding that the discussions are continuing right now, and I presume that is why the IRB has flown overnight to come to have those discussions with the Rugby World Cup Minister.
Getting much the same answer to all his questions, Mr. Goff complained to the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
The difficulty I have with the answers to those questions, Mr. Speaker, is that the Acting Minister wasn't able to answer any one of them. Supposedly because he didn't have any of the advice, does that make it appropriate to transfer a question to a minister, to another minister that doesn't have the information?
Order. I say to the Honourable Member in all sincerity, if the Member reflects on the questions asked and the answers given, it may just be he's about an hour early in asking his questions because there may be no answer to them yet.
The Speaker's ruling that the Minister's answers have been all good was challenged by Labor's Shadow Leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
The problem that we have is that we are aware a decision has been made and the Minister
order,
will not
order.
Front
this
up.
Is not a point of order. Now, the Member is treading on very dangerous ground. Any further deviation from standing orders, the Member will be leaving the House. Because that is not a point of order. It is irrelevant what members might understand or think they understand about what decisions may or may not have been made. That is absolutely irrelevant to the order of this House.
News of the final decision, though, came within the hour, but in a rather indirect way when Labor Minister Kate Wilkinson spoke in the general debate after question time.
Can I first of all congratulate, with some disappointment, I'd have to say, Auckland for getting the Canterbury Rugby World Cup Games. It has just been announced. This will be a disappointment and an emotional blow for rugby-mad Canterbury, and I'm one of them.
Labor Minister Kate Wilkinson, while back in question time, Stephen Joyce this time, in his own capacity as Minister of Transport, used patsies from his own backbenches to claim credit for improving the roads.
Question number 11, Chris Tremaine.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the Minister of Transport, what progress has been made on roading projects in the Hawke's Bay region?
The Honourable Stephen
Joyce. Heaps. I was privileged last Friday to open the first two roading projects completed thanks to the government's $2,9.5 billion jobs and growth stimulus package. The first to open was over 12 months ahead of schedule, the Mataharua Gorge realignment on State Highway 2 between Napier and Gisborne. The 3-kilometre alignment removes the sharp twist.
Supplementary question, Craig Foss.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the Minister of Transport, what improvements have been made to the Hawke's Bay Expressway due to the government's transport stimulus project?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
More good news, Mr. Speaker. The Hawke's Bay Expressway Southern Extension was the second project opened last Friday following its acceleration in the government's $500 million jobs and growth package.
While the Minister of Transport had good news for motorists, the Minister of Finance faced this question from the Greens transport spokesman, Gareth Hughes.
Will the Minister act on the recommendations of the 2008 New Zealand Transport Agency report, Managing Transport Challenges as Oil Prices Rise, which advises government to cease all new motorway building until government funding and regulations that increase our dependence on oil have been removed?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I'd expect that under this government's program to upgrade our roading infrastructure, people will have more choices, for instance, to catch buses. And it's an issue I'd be interested in discussing with the Greens. A successful public transport system will certainly rely on buses as the main form of public transport. and buses need roads that are not totally congested, otherwise they can't provide a service to the public.
Finance Minister Bill English. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.